Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Leading off today, Apple has released the 7th developer beta of iOS 16. This update comes 1 week after the release of Beta 6, and just over 2 weeks ahead of when we expect iOS 16 to be released to the general public in stable form. Apple is rumored to be planning a special event for September 7th, where it will announce the iPhone 14 and new Apple Watch hardware. Also at this event, we expect Apple to announce the official release date of iOS 16, WatchOS 9, and tvOS 16. So if history is any precedent, iOS 16 will likely be released sometime during the week of September 12th. At this point in the beta testing process, Apple is focused on fixing last-minute bugs and performance issues, and optimizing for things like battery life. In fact, as we talked about yesterday, Bloomberg has reported that Apple has finalized iOS 16 internally and is moving on to the development of iOS 16.1. Under the hood in iOS 16 Beta 7, there is one change that's worth noting. The Wallet application is an app that comes pre-installed by default on the iPhone to let users manage things like tickets, transit cards, keys, credit and debit cards, and more. As it stands right now, users can't uninstall the Wallet application from their iPhone even if they want to, but this is about to change. Code seen by 9to5Mac makes it clear that the Apple Wallet application will soon become deletable with iOS 16.1. The code explains that many of the features included in the Wallet application won't work without the Wallet app installed, and this includes Apple Pay. So if you delete the Wallet application, you're committed to not using Apple Pay. And if you try to do so, you'll see an error message telling you to download the Wallet app from the App Store. This move comes at a time when Apple is facing increasing antitrust complaints around Apple Pay. The European Union has criticized Apple for restricting the NFC technology in the iPhone to its own payment platform, and the company has been hit with a lawsuit for forcing banks to adopt Apple Pay in order to reach iPhone and Apple Watch users for contactless payments. So the ability to delete the Wallet application is Apple's way of addressing these concerns, and essentially saying that Apple isn't forcing anyone to have the Wallet application on their iPhone. iOS 16 also lets users delete applications including Find My, Health, and Clock. Again, the ability to delete the Wallet application isn't yet live in iOS 16, and it's something we expect Apple to launch with iOS 16.1 later this year. In other news today, the HomeKit ecosystem is losing one of its most useful and most reliable accessories. Chamberlain, the leading garage door company in the United States, has announced that it is discontinuing its MyQ Homebridge Hub, which allowed you to control your garage door with HomeKit and Siri. As a refresher, MyQ is Chamberlain's platform for controlling your garage door with your smartphone. The technology is built into most of the company's more modern garage door openers, but the company also sells a retrofit version that adds the technology to older models. But the most popular version of the MyQ Smart Garage Control Hub doesn't support HomeKit. Instead, the company had been selling a separate MyQ Hub with HomeKit support at a much higher price point. While the version without HomeKit sells for $30, the version with HomeKit often sold for as high as $90. The HomeKit version had been out of stock on the Chamberlain website for several weeks, and the company has now confirmed that the product will not be returning and has been discontinued. The company added that existing MyQ Homebridge hubs already sold will continue to work, quote, for the foreseeable future. According to the company, less than 1% of MyQ users were using the Homebridge with HomeKit support. Instead, most were opting for the cheaper and non-HomeKit version. As of right now, there is no indication that Chamberlain will release a new version of its hub with HomeKit support. There's also no indication it will roll out a software update to the lower-end model with HomeKit support. This is a big loss for the HomeKit ecosystem, as the Chamberlain hub was the most popular and reliable way to bring HomeKit to your garage door. There are some alternative options, but they aren't believed to be as reliable, but you can check them out at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Collide. Collide is an endpoint security solution that uses the most powerful, untapped resource in IT, the end user. Old-school device management tools like MDMs force disruptive agents onto employee devices that slow performance and treat privacy as an afterthought. But Collide takes a different approach and notifies your team via Slack when their devices are insecure. They give step-by-step instructions on how to solve the problem. This allows Collide to help you build a culture in which everyone contributes to security because everyone understands how and why to do it. To put users first and meet your security goals, just hit the link in the show notes or visit collide.com/9to5MacDaily to find out how. They'll also hook you up with a goodie bag, including a t-shirt, for activating just a free trial. That's KOLIDE.com/9to5MacDaily. Rounding out today, there are changes to the iPadOS 16 beta testing and software update roadmap. Following a report from Bloomberg saying that Apple was considering postponing the release of iPadOS 16 until October, Apple has now confirmed this change. In a statement, Apple said, quote, "This is an especially big year for iPadOS. As its own platform with features specifically designed for iPad, we have the flexibility to deliver iPadOS on its own schedule. This fall, iPadOS will ship after iOS as version iPadOS 16.1 as a free software update." So what this means is that Apple is skipping iPadOS 16.0 altogether and instead planning to ship iPadOS 16.1 as the first version of the update. So in order to continue with beta testing, Apple has released the first iPadOS 16.1 beta to developers, which means that beta testing of iPadOS 16.0 is officially over. The rumor is that Apple is unhappy with where Stage Manager currently stands and is working to fix the problems before shipping to the public. Stage Manager is the biggest new feature in iPadOS 16, letting users run multiple apps in floating windows for the first time on an iPad. The feature, however, has been widely criticized for being confusing and unstable, and for requiring an iPad with an M1 processor inside. So this change gives Apple an extra month to perfect the Stage Manager experience. It means that iPadOS 16.1 will likely be released alongside macOS Ventura and alongside new iPad and Mac hardware products. This doesn't affect the iOS 16 release schedule at all, so we still expect it to be released to the public in September. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.